Hey everybody, it's me, the Vern, here for the Cinema Recall Podcast. Gonna do my first ever random thoughts of a movie, Insomniac. Now, if you followed my blog, the Vern's Video Vortex, you would see in there my section called Random Thoughts of a Movie, Insomniac, where I would just talk about the movies I saw for the week, or could be just on some random topic. Basically, anything that goes on in my head, I'm just going to present out to you uncensored, unedited. So yeah, will there be stuff in here that offends you? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm not gonna try to go out and offend you. But there may be topics on the show that you find, you know, controversial or uneasy. And if that's the case, you can probably click off of this. There are possibly going to be some foul language, so if you're offended by uses of like the F word or S word or the D word or the T word, yeah, you might want to avoid this show. But I'll be sitting around. I don't know exactly where I'm going to go with this. Recently, I was listening to the First Time Watchers podcast, and it was on their episode on Blue Velvet, so I do recommend going on there and checking out that show. But on there, their guest was talking about physical media and how, since record sales are going to be huge again, or record sales are going up, they're being huge, will that happen for other forms of media? I mean, will we see a resurgence of VHS tapes or Laserdisc? I know a lot of people don't buy DVDs and Blu-rays, and people just stream their media on like Hulu and Netflix, but will this change? I don't know for sure. And some of the hosts were saying that they don't watch physical media anymore. They do things just strictly streaming. I think the only thing that will save physical media is do something completely different. I mean, I personally love it when a movie has its release in theaters and on streaming markets, and they release it on DVD, but when they have like a VHS tape. I remember the movie I Saw the Devil, and I Saw the Devil had both a DVD release and a VHS release, and I think The Terrifier does the same thing too. I would love to see like Netflix put out Stranger Things on VHS and actually format it to that format. Or I know they put their DVDs in like a sort of VHS type box. I want them to do a cut of Stranger Things, but put in like the 1x33 aspect ratio with like very bad video effects. But yeah, you gotta do something like that. You gotta make the packaging of the DVD stand out. And it really upsets me, because when I go look at DVDs, not many of them have special features. It's just the movie. There's no like behind the scenes footage or even a trailer. It's just, here's the movie, and we're gonna charge you $20 for the movie. And I know they're doing that just to get the cost of the disc and the artwork, but it upsets me because not a lot of companies, like video companies, pay attention to special features. And I'm kind of pissed off that most streaming sites don't have special features inside the menu. The only streaming service that does, and it's amazing, is the Criterion Channel. I picked up the Criterion Channel, and they have a lot of their like special editions that are on Blu-ray on this channel. I was able to watch Godzilla, the 1954 Godzilla, and it's kind of cool because they have like the original Japanese language version of Godzilla, and then it also has the American remake of Godzilla on there, and it's got commentary tracks for both movies on there as well. So essentially four movies. And I even watched Trainspotting with a commentary track, and that commentary track was available mainly on the Laserdisc version. I know they released a special edition not too long ago for Trainspotting, but just to have that there is actually really kind of cool. But I know they're limited on how much movies they can fit on their channel network, but that was still kind of a cool thing. But as far as physical media goes, I really don't know. Maybe it might have resurgence, the same way that record stores has resurgence, But mainly just for collectors. I don't think people are going to be buying VHS tape movies to play them. But I do think it would be kind of cool to have a place where you can maybe buy some VHS art box work or some sort of VHS box art to store your DVDs in. I don't know. It's I guess maybe it's one of those things where everything's going to become all streaming media. Like, every single studio or TV station is going to have their own streaming channel, and it's going to get so big and so big that eventually it's going to collapse and it's going to fall on itself, and then we'll have nothing left and we'll have to go back to using physical media. Like, for me personally, I still collect VHS tapes, and I still collect Laserdisc, and I collect DVDs. I'm very selective on the movies I buy on DVD, because a lot of the times, if I can stream them, I will, but the ones that I think are really special, I'll buy. Like, I just bought the Weird Science Blu-ray Steelbook, because that was kind of cool too, because in the Weird Science Blu-ray has the theatrical version, and it has a special extended version, but also has an edited for TV version on there. And I thought that was really kind of a cool thing to have. I mean, I would love it if more companies did that. Like, I seriously would love to watch an edited version of Pulp Fiction. Yeah, that's right. Completely edited version of Pulp Fiction on Blu-ray. And yeah, I think that would be great. Or even an edited version of The Wolf of Wall Street, which I have actually seen before. It's really kind of weird. But yeah, something like that. Just, if companies want to make physical media stand out, they have to do something different. They have to do something with, like, the packaging, or they got to do something with the special features. Something. I think the best companies that are still doing stuff and making good special edition Blu-rays and DVDs are, of course, Criterion. They do an amazing job. Arrow Video is doing another great job. Synapse is another company. I know there's many out there right now that I just can't think of, and I know right now you're in your chair or whatever just yelling at the computer screen or whatever saying, Vern, you're totally missing this company. And I realize that. But yeah, like I said before, it's going to have to take something really drastically out there to make physical media be a big thing. And I don't know what that's going to be. It may not be nothing at all. Like I said before, this is just random thoughts in my head. A couple of housekeeping things. We're still part of That Moment In, the Cinema Recall podcast. I'm just not calling it part of the That Moment In Presents. I was calling it that because before, in the past, That Moment In had a whole bunch of other podcasts, such as Cinema Recap and TV Good Sleep Bad and Asian Cinema Film Club, that I would have called the That Moment In Presents. But since a lot of those shows have left and it's mainly just Cinema Recall, I figured I might as well just call the show Cinema Recall. So if you listen to past episodes and you hear Go to That Moment In Presents, don't. It won't be there. Again, Cinema Recall, we are on, of course, Anchor. That's your main hosting site. We are available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, and I think Radio Public around there too. We're also available on social media apps such as Twitter under @cinema_recall. Facebook is the Cinema Recall Podcast. Same thing with Instagram. Gosh, I've experimented some things with YouTube. Not quite for sure what's going on with that. I need to buy a tripod, and I just don't know if you would like to see my face doing these. If you do, great, I'll probably do some videos, but if you just prefer the audio, if I'm more comfortable in your ear, then we'll just do it that way. I apologize. There was supposed to be an episode with me and Ryan Alteri talking about both Beyond the Value of the... me and Ryan were supposed to talk about Beyond the Value of the Dolls and the Value of the Dolls this week. But we were supposed to record like this last Sunday. But I was at one of my good friends' tribute night. I had a good friend of mine who passed away. He was my brother, my band member, and his wife wanted to have a get-together event, and just, I was there with good friends, good food, a lot of booze, and I just was not able to get back in time for the recording. So, big apologies, Ryan, but we're going to be recording this weekend, and I hope to have that episode out very soon. But yes, anyways, folks, oh gosh, I'm going over my minutes right now. But anyways, this is Random Thoughts of a Movie Insomniac. Let me know if you think these are cool or not. I'll continue on with them. I'm going to try my best to entertain you cats. But anyways, that's it right now. Good night. I gotta go. Bye. Love you all.